I never have any money left at the end of the month. Ooh, guess what's going to happen? You're setting it up for the next month and the next month and the next month. Nobody wants to pay me what I'm worth. Poor me, you know. It seems like I'm always broke. Ah, yes. Oh, wow. I did not talk to you before we started, right? This is all just okay, just to make sure that everybody knows. I can't even balance my checkbook. When I hit your number 5 times, you can yell bingo, okay? And of course, TV programs us that all rich people are what? Crooks, right? On TV, they're all bad guys, right? So we have all this programming going on. Money doesn't buy happiness. Well, that's true, but it doesn't buy anything else either, right? I mean, money in itself, what is it? It's just a medium of exchange. There's nothing more, nothing less. You exchange your services in the form of dollar bills for somebody else's services in the form of dollar bills. Anything else that you add to that is the emotional stuff that you want to get rid of. All it is, it's neutral. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not anything. It is just a medium of exchange. That's all. You want to buy a new car, you have to work so many hours to work for it so that you can take your money and give it to the car dealer. So you exchange so many hours of work for so many hours of work to put a car together. It's nothing more and nothing less. And the cleaner we are about the neutrality of money, the easier it is to get lots of it. So we want to get rid of all these emotional type hang-ups. And one way to do it in Silva, one of the things we teach, is what I call a trigger word. And a trigger word is a word that you use that functions as a trigger. And the trigger word we use to get rid of negative belief systems is the word cancel. Let's try this out. Cancel, cancel. Yes. If you say that to yourself, whenever you start thinking about, oh, I don't have enough money, or you have to work hard to have money, or money doesn't grow in trees, or I can't afford it, or any of those wonderful things that we have as belief systems, you want to cancel them out. You want to stop the thought by canceling it out. And then you want to replace it with a positive. And we'll talk about how to do that in just a few minutes. So basically, you know, the belief systems is the ones we want to change first, because as long as we hang on to the old belief systems, nothing much is going to change in our lives, right? If we continue to believe that I'm always broke, well, how is this supposed to work? You know, the belief system is the one that attracts or repels all the time. It is like the lady was standing in front of me in a grocery store, and we are getting to the register, and she says to the checker, give me a lottery ticket. And she turns to the person she was with. She says, I never win anything, you know. Well, why bother, you know? Yeah. Why bother? So we want to change our belief systems. You know, you want to cancel out any false beliefs, replace them with positive. Do just the opposite. Make it as positive as you can. If you've been saying, I always run out of money by the end of the month, you want to change it to saying, I always have plenty of money left by the end of the month. Even though logically you say, this is ridiculous, you know. Start thinking that way. Start saying that to yourself. Start changing the pattern. So cancel out the negativity, replace it with a positive. Another trigger word just to give you a few more is the word appreciate. In other words, if you want to have more money in your life, you're going to have to deal with people. Because people are the only ones that are going to give you any money. The dog next door is not going to give you a $100 bill. Even if you have the last can of delicious dog food. So you have to interact with people. And you have to start to understand people better. And the way to do that, one of the easiest way to understand people is to understand where they're coming from. And you and I and everybody else always wants to have the following thing. Everybody here wants to be appreciated. So you want to start off by appreciating people. So that would be a trigger word to yourself. When you start dealing, you're going to somewhere where you're going to meet people, the trigger word would be appreciate. I'm going to appreciate the people that I'm with. Somebody does something for you that they don't have to do, tell them you appreciate it. You see, the whole person, their face will start glowing. They're acknowledged, you see? Think of everybody walking around with a big sign on their forehead that says, please appreciate me. You know, if you mentally can do that, then you'll say automatically the right thing. And say thanks. People do things for you. Thank them for doing it. That's a trigger word. It opens up lines of communication when you talk to people. Another one, of course, is a very famous one. I'm sorry. You did something wrong. You screwed up. Hey, you're human. Say, yeah, I screwed up. I'm sorry. And all of a sudden, the people will relax, open up, and the lines of communications are open again. So what we want to do is to develop our personal prosperity power. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story from some time ago. In the Middle Ages, if you were a business person and you wanted to have a loan of money, you had to go to a money lender. And the money lender would loan you the money, and then, of course, you would have to pay it back. There was only a little catch there. If you did not pay it back, they would throw your behind in jail. I mean, it wasn't where you're getting a few phone calls, you know, from the bill collector. Not in the old days. You didn't pay, you go to jail. That is jail. This businessman was in trouble. He had loaned money, he had loaned more money, and didn't work out. So the money lender stopped by and said, hey, you know, you need to pay me off, and I'm going to give you till the end of the month, but that's it. I've been waiting and waiting, been patient with you, but now it's time to pay up. Then you know what happens if you don't pay, you go to jail. He says, stop by at my house by the end of the month. He says, and by the way, bring your daughter along. Kim says, oh, I know where this story is going. So here, the businessman and his beautiful, lovely, young, sweet daughter, 19 years old, stop by at the moneylender's house. And the moneylender said to the businessman, well, you have the money for me? And the businessman says, no, you know, I need a little more time. He said, well, I'm sorry, can't give you any more time. He says, but I tell you what. If you let me marry your daughter, I will tear up the papers, we'll forget the whole thing, your family, you don't owe me a thing. Now, of course, this moneylender is ugly and old and mean and all of that, right, in order to make the story go. So they're talking to each other, the young woman and her father, and they say, well, no. So the moneylender sees that this is not going anywhere. He says, I tell you what, let's make this a 50-50 proposition. He says, I have an empty money bag here. He says, and what we'll do is, you see the little pebbles I have in the yard here, nice green pebbles, blue pebbles? What I'll do is we'll take a green pebble and blue pebble, put them in a money bag, and you, the young lady, gets to pick one of the pebbles. If you pick the green pebble, you're free to go. This is it. We'll tear up the papers, walk out of here. He says, however, if you pick the blue pebble, we'll still tear up the papers, but then she's going to have to marry me. So now the father and daughter huddle, and they say, what shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? And the young woman says, well, there are really no options. You would go to jail. In those days, a young woman would not work, so there was no way for her to make any money. So she said, let's go for it. The odds are 50-50. So go to the moneylender, say to the moneylender, okay, let's do it. So the moneylender grabs two pebbles and puts them in the bag, and as he's doing that, the young girl whose whole future is at stake notices that he puts in two blue pebbles. So no matter which one she picks, she's going to lose, right? Because the blue means, that's it, you have to marry me. The green was, you go free, right? So let's stop freeze the action now, you know, back to modern time. We'll stop freeze the action here. Logically, what could she do? She go, hey, stop it. You made a mistake. You made a mistake, right? Right. Yeah. You accidentally made a mistake. You take the wrong ones. Or she could say, well, let's forget the whole deal before I even pick it, because she knew it was going to be a rigged deal, you know. Neither one would do her much good. But because she had been to one of my seminars, you know. She had changed her thinking. What she did is she grabbed one of the pebbles, took it out, and then quickly dropped it in between all the other pebbles that were on the ground. And she said, oops, I'm so sorry. I'm so clumsy. I lost the pebble. However, you know which pebble it was by looking at the remaining one in the bag. Moneyland, of course, had no options, right? He would just say, well, I cheated. Tore up the papers. Get him out of there. So, and that is what we got to do. We need to change our thinking, because our current thinking has gotten us to where we are at now. If we want to go beyond that to the next step, we have to change the way we think. So, and that is what we're going to be working on. We're going to change the way we think. How are we going to do that?